1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Can you tell me, what your name is, sir? Okay, is he there?
Sir, my name's Don Parsley.
Don, you are calling us from Akron, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
And Chris tells me that you lost your wife last night.
Yes, sir, I did.
And tell me how it happened.
We had an extensive blackout in Pine Hills, which is a neighborhood here in Akron. And my wife was out near Russell Highway last night. She was hit by a car. She was carrying our third child, Melanie. We had named her. And we have two other children. My son, Philip, who is 3. Our daughter, Carrie, who is 6.
Your son's name is Philip?
Yes, sir. And I don't know how President Bush could let this happen.
Was this in the middle of a blackout?
Yes.
So your wife was hit on a highway in the middle of the blackout. What was she? Was she in her car, or was she a pedestrian?
I have to tell you that my wife has always been a support for our family, but we've never had a lot of money. And she was down on Russell Highway. One of the electronic stores was broken into, and she saw a crowd, and she went in there with them, and they had a TV set. She had a TV set.
Your wife looted a store?
Well, I'm not proud of it, and I don't call it looting. She was just looking out for her family is all. That's all she's ever done is looked out for us. I have not been able to work. I'm a Gulf War veteran. I had a stress-related disability, and the Army deemed me unfit for service, so.
So you're a Gulf War veteran, but you were not in the Gulf?
No, I was not in the Gulf. I was back at Fort Starter, and I had a dishonorable discharge. I have not been able to work for the last 13 years. So my wife works, and now she's gone. And
all right, Don, hold on for a minute. Your name is Don Parsley?
Yes, sir.
Don lost his wife last night. She was hit by a car on Russell Highway in Akron, Ohio. Now, you admit she was looting a store.
I don't call it looting. I think she just saw people going into a store and taking things out, and she said to herself, I think anybody would have done the same thing. I don't think there's one person listening to your show that wouldn't do it.
Well, I.
But, I mean, she went into the store, got a TV set, and apparently tripped or something out on the highway and was hit by a transit bus.
Good God. So now there's 3 children.
No, sir, we have 2 children.
2 children who are without their mother. You acknowledge, though, that she was doing something illegal, right?
I acknowledge she was doing something illegal. I don't see how that she deserved to die for that.
Well, I don't think she deserved to die either, sir. I just, it's a snapshot into the life. Are you poor? I mean, you must be poor people.
Well, I would say poor in money, rich in spirit. We always had a very rich family in terms of spirit. And,
but economically, you're poor.
Economically, yeah. I don't work. But I think President Bush has a lot to answer for, because he murdered my wife. As far as I'm concerned, the federal government murdered my wife.
So you blame President Bush for the blackout last night?
I certainly do. And I blame all the government officials for my wife. She never would have looted or even been in that area if George Bush hadn't made the blackout happen.
Why do you think George Bush made the blackout happen? Why do you think that happened?
Well, because you can look and see the federal government's always buying, like, they have a new Air Force One jet and helicopters that they take. President, I took a White House tour one time. Many of your listeners probably have not, and presidents live very good. I'm sure you've seen the way the presidents live on the Jackie Onassis special that they did. They showed it, all the furniture, and Bush is living high on the hog, and my wife gets hit by a bus because she's trying to feed her children, and I think that's really what's going on.
So you think the politicians in Washington caused the blackout by not being more careful?
That's what I think. So, but it doesn't make any difference. Poor people are never taken care of in America. And
All right, Don, I want to do something. I'm going to open my phone lines up. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. My producer, Chris, said to me that you called simply to express your opinion. You don't want any charity.
No, I'm not here to get charity. I just want people to know the story of a woman that I love very much. Her name was Deanna Parsley. She was 32 years old.
I understand, sir.
And she was trying to help her family. That's all she was doing.
I'd like to... I understand the family has no insurance. You have no insurance. You have no money coming in.
No, she had a job. She had a part-time job. She did nails. She worked as a beautician part-time.
You have no insurance? You have no way of feeding the children? I just want to open our phone lines up now. 1-800-449-8686. And maybe somebody could help you out. I know you don't want charity, but if someone really wanted to do it...
I mean, I am a Gulf War veteran and everything, but that's the one thing I learned, being a veteran, you don't take charity.
But if somebody really wanted to help...
If someone really wanted to help, I guess for my children I would, but I don't want anything for me. I have to bury my wife.
I know, sir. What a night. The things we have to endure as Americans sometimes. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. How old was your wife?
She was 23, and she just did everything so good.
And when she was out there on that highway and she went into that store to take that television set, she was doing something for the family, but she was attempting to steal, wasn't she?
I don't see it as stealing when you're doing it for your babies just so they have something to eat. I don't see.
But it was a TV set.
It was a TV set, yes. But that's the same. In order for us to watch the shows and everything, is the same as if you're going to go get food. I mean, it's no different. Why does everybody else get to have a TV, but we don't?
Did you have a television?
We had a television, yeah, but this one that she had, I guess she thought about the children. It had a built-in VCR. And I just miss her so much.
So your wife looted this TV set because it had a built-in VCR.
I wish you wouldn't use the word loot. Because
she walked into a store that the
windows had been pushed in, the door had been pushed in. She did not have any say, or she had no hand in pushing in. It was already open, and the glass was already broken, and other people were taking stuff. Why couldn't she take stuff? There was no cops there.
Because as somebody else is doing it, we learned this as children, doesn't mean it's right to do. But I'm not going to judge your wife. You lost her last night. Did you say she was hit by a transit bus?
She was hit by it, yes, sir. She tripped on the cord. Apparently, the witnesses say she tripped on the cord. The TV says she was trying to get it over to the car, and she fell in front of it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This man is Don Parsley. His wife was killed, hit by a bus last night in Akron, Ohio, after she and others took part in, I can only use the word, looting an electronics store. She took a TV set during the power outage in Akron. Mr. Parsley has two children. He is unemployed. They have no insurance. Let me talk over here to Marilyn. Go ahead, Marilyn. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, I'm a Christian. I have much sympathy for this man losing his wife. But there comes a time you have to say what's reality. And the reality is she was taking something that didn't belong to her. And I don't know how anybody can be at fault, but she has to assume responsibility for her own actions.
I think she has, ma'am. She's dead. She's looking at God right now. She's looking at God right now. But she's left two children, and I'm on disability. Otherwise, I'd be out finding a job, but I can't. I have stress-related disability. My nerves are bad. I got two children I got to feed. I don't care. I mean, my wife's paying for her crime right now. She's looking in the face of the Lord right now.
I'm sure, and God forgives. Thank God for that.
I mean, if you wish she's in hell, part of the problem with this country is that we don't
take responsibility for our actions.
But the
government is not supposed to take care of us.
But you come on here and you hope my wife goes to hell for the things she did.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said take responsibility.
That doesn't mean she has to go to hell.
Yeah, but Christians, isn't that what you people believe?
I'm just saying, if you call a spade a spade, did she loot? She did. She took something that did not belong to her.
Okay, but so you Christians don't think people like that ought to go down to hell and burn forever, right?
No.
Just burn in hell?
I think that's what Christ died on the cross for.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is...
Well, let me ask a question. Do you want assistance for your family, Mr. Parsley?
I want my kids to have some food, that's all. I don't want anything. I'm a very proud man. I don't take anything for myself. But my
baby, what do you do with your disability?
My disability from the Army?
Yeah.
I'm on a... well, first of all, number one, my disability goes toward my medical, okay? And number two, I'm able to make some small payments for occasional groceries and everything else, but I have a lot of medicine I got to take.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, so your kid, you said that your daughter, you have one little girl, a little boy?
My son is Philip. He's three.
All right, you say he hasn't had anything to eat today.
Well, sir, he hasn't. But if people want to call up and yell at my wife and hope she goes to hell, that's fine with me. I don't care.
That is not so.
Well, ma'am, I've got a hungry...
Not ever did I say that.
Ma'am, I got a hungry little boy.
I think those little children should be taken care of, and you should be a daddy and see that they're taken care of.
I'm doing the best I can, but I'm talking about my little son who's hungry, and you come on talking about my wife cooking in hell. And
the lady has said three times now she didn't want your wife to go to hell.
Well, then what's she calling up and saying all this stuff for?
She's giving an opinion.
Saying that wrong is wrong. I'm sorry. That was not my decision. It was your wife's decision.
Okay, do you have any... were you going to donate any money to my son, or are you just here to hear yourself talk?
Wait.
You did not want any money.
That's exactly what you said, sir.
Not for myself, no. But what about my boy?
Well, sir, I look, Marilyn, I thank you for your call.
Well, you're going to hang up on her before she wants to give money. I think that's wrong.
Well, no, the lady has indicated that's all. Is that all you had to say, ma'am?
Yes, that's all I have
okay.
to say.
Okay, my son will starve. Thanks very much.
No, thanks a lot. You have
sir. Yeah, thank you, Marilyn. Sir, you don't want money for yourself.
No, but she calls up, talks about she judges my wife after my wife got hit by a truck last night, and I had to identify the body.
I understand that. 1-800-449-8686. This is always the toughest part of doing a talk show. This man, Don Parsley, whose wife was killed last night, hit by, did he say a truck? In Akron, Ohio, during the blackout. She was a part of a group of people that were looting an electronics store, but he says she was getting the TV set for the kids. She is the sole support of the family, and now he's got two kids that are hungry. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will continue.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back on the Phil Henry Show, Don Parsley is with us, a man who lost his wife last night to an automobile accident. This was a bus hitting her?
Yes, sir.
She was hit while she was trying to cross a highway near Akron, Ohio after looting an electronics store. I know you don't like the word.
Well, you can call it anything you want, looting or stealing or trying to take care of her family. But she loved her family more than anything. And she saw us. The store was open and nobody was taking any money. And everybody was taking everything out of there. So I tell you right now, I think that and President Bush killed her more than anybody. But all I'm asking for, and I'm not asking for anything. My kids are starving, and that's all there is to it.
But you called my show.
Because I just wanted to say, if somebody wanted to give money to my kids, they could. But I don't expect they would, because American people didn't care about me. I'm a Gulf War veteran. I've been on disability because it's too stressful.
I'm going to ask you a question here, Don, and then we're going to go to a phone call, okay?
Yes, sir.
I can hear the distinct sound, because I have a billiard table of my own. I can hear the distinct sound of balls. Are you in a billiard hall right now?
I'm not. I'm over to local, just a local bar.
And are they shooting pool over there?
Yeah. It's something that helps me. The doctor says whatever relieves stress.
Well, you're shooting pool and maybe having a beer?
I don't think there's a law against that, sir.
No, that's fine. Shooting pool, having a beer, and your kids are hungry.
I'm trying to do the best I can, but I'm just nervous about a lot of stuff.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Alice, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Don?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Is this Don?
Yes, it is.
Your wife just died, and when is her funeral?
As soon as we can afford a coffin.
And you're in a bar, and your children are at home?
I'm talking to the talk show right now, ma'am.
And how old was your wife?
What, are you writing a book?
No, I just wondered how old she was.
31.
Because you said she was 32, and then you said she's 23, and now you say she's 31.
Are you writing a book?
I don't, you know, if something doesn't ring true about your story.
Well, ma'am, you got to walk a mile in a man's shoes before you can judge him.
Well, you got to be honest.
I am being honest, ma'am.
Well,
I've heard
okay.
Your voice before.
How old was your wife?
My wife, I said, was 31.
All right, here is Julie. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, hello?
Good, ma'am. Yes, hi.
Hi. Listen, I have a soft spot for children. I would love to give your kids some food, but this story just keeps getting worse and worse. And, you know, the longer I sit on hold, the longer I'm not sure if I really want to send your kids food. I mean, you're...
Ma'am, I don't want any money for my...
Do you have children?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You do?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And what are their names again?
My name?
Your names. What are their names again?
Well, I'll give you their names, but then you'll call me a liar. And then you say that I'm lying. And how do I know you don't remember? How do I know you don't?
Just tell me what your kids' names were.
My daughter's name is Carrie, and my son's name was Paul.
Paul? I thought it was Peter.
No, see, you're wrong. You didn't hear good.
I didn't hear right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, what was the daughter that your wife was carrying? What was her name?
You writing a book, too?
I just want to know.
The thing of it is everybody...
I called up because I wanted to send your kids... I called up because I wanted to send your kids food.
Okay.
But your story keeps changing.
Oh, ma'am, look, I don't want no money for myself. I just want my son to have a cup of milk.
Okay, well, you tell these people to take me off the phone and give me your address, and I'll send your kid to McDonald's.
But before you do that, Julie, you're in a bar. Are you buying beer?
Am I buying beer?
No. I'm asking Mr. Parsley. You say you're having a beer?
You know something? There's no law against that.
No, but if your son needs a cup of milk and you just bought yourself a beer?
Yeah.
Beer is way less expensive than milk. I can't afford milk. I can afford one beer, and I'm not going to serve my son beer. That's not going to happen.
Wait, sir, you can only afford beer, but you're going to forego buying your son milk.
Milk is way expensive. What milk can you get? What milk can you?
Okay, Julie, are you talking
milk
to
somebody?
Julie, are you talking to somebody?
No, I'm in the car.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. And
I wanted to answer that lady.
Well, you can answer some other people. She's obviously preoccupied. Our guest here is Don Parsley. Mr. Parsley, you're buying beer and you're in a pool hall. I want to know why you can't get your son a cup of milk. You say because milk is more expensive than beer?
Yes, sir, it is. You can ask anybody. I can afford a cup of beer, but the same amount of milk, I can't. I don't have enough money for.
So you're just going to go ahead and have a beer?
No law against it, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This guy is something fishy about his story. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Talking with Don Parsley, who is Disabled veteran, his wife was hit by a transit bus last night in Akron, Ohio, while she was taking part in the looting of a store during the blackout, and you are on our show, you say paying tribute, but you also want money for your kids. Was your wife, was she stealing more than just a TV set? Are you there, Mr. Parsley?
Yes, I am.
Was your wife stealing more than a TV set?
She had a DVD player and some DVDs. I mean, you have to understand something. The store, you're accusing my wife of being a thief. What about George Bush being a thief, killing all these people with a blackout and all the Iraqis, too?
Killing Iraqis? We're not talking about the Iraq War.
Well, it's the same thing to me. If you want to blame my wife for stealing, then I can blame George Bush for killing Iraqis. But my daughter needs milk, and she needs it now, and she'll die.
Well, you're shooting pool and drinking beer in a pool hall. You could take some of that money to buy your daughter milk, but you say that milk's more expensive than beer.
Yes, it is. I happen to know. I'm a father. Are you?
Yes, I am, sir.
Well, are you a father of little tiny children?
No.
Okay, then you don't know anything about milk. So if I were you, maybe you would just want to put a sock in the hole under your nose, because I'm trying...
Sir, I'm trying to help you out, and telling me to put a sock in a hole under my nose is not the way to engender friends. 1-800-449-8686. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How
Hi.
You doing?
Good.
Don, I'm interested in something. How old did you say your wife was?
Oh, man. You got some of the stupidest people listening to you. Nobody remembers the name of my wife.
How old she was.
I already said how old she was.
Okay, I know you said she was two different ages. One was 32 and the other one was 23.
I think you are full of crap. No,
you
I did not.
You need some tissues for your issues, because you're not doing anything but lying ever since you've been up there. If you wanted some milk for your kids, you should have had your kids with you, and they should have been in the background saying, Daddy, I am hungry, or I need something to eat.
Oh, so I can hire some kid actors to do that, lady. You must be kidding me.
Drinking beer, trying to say that you don't need any money for yourself, but you need money for your kids. You are full of crap.
Do you have children?
Peter.
Do you have children?
Then
no.
You said your son name is Paul.
No, you've got a bad memory, lady. You got a bad memory, lady. You got a bad memory, lady. Okay.
Over this show.
All right. Okay. We're not having a conversation here. It's just a one-way thing. Stephanie, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Don. You still there, Don?
Go ahead, ma'am.
And
turn your radio down, ma'am. Turn your radio down. Turn the radio down or off.
All right, got it down.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn the radio off.
It's off.
Okay, go ahead.
I have two young children myself. I know how expensive milk is. But every state has...
Are you talking to the host of the show? Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, sir.
She's talking to you.
I'm talking to the lying gentleman that's on the phone playing pool when his kids are supposedly starving.
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
I'm driving home after eating groceries for my children.
How do you get the money for the groceries?
Oh, I work.
I'm sure you do work. And where are your legs when you're working?
Okay, what is that supposed to mean?
Oh, you son of a...
Okay, are they up in the air?
I serve my country through the military. I didn't wuss out saying, I can't take the stress.
You
I worked on the flight deck of a carrier, the most stressful environment of the world.
Big wow. Big wow. I was in the United
States. Were you a paper pusher back there in that fort?
You know something, lady? I don't think you was ever in the military. What grade were you?
I was an E3, USS Carl Vinson.
Okay. Did you ever have to turn tricks?
No.
What is the story?
I bet your legs are behind your ears like Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
You must have had me confused with some other sluts on the ship. Some that you slept with.
I have war stress. I have Gulf War stress. My hands shake.
You weren't even in the war.
I almost was in the war, but they wouldn't let me go because I had stress.
Almost don't count for nothing. Almost don't count. Your kids are so hungry, why ain't you on WIC or welfare?
WIC? I'm not familiar with it.
WIC and children. You know, for children under the age of 5, it suffices milk, cheese, bread, cereal.
My son.
They give you money to go buy food for your children under the age of 5.
Well, my kids aren't under 5. My son is...
How old is your son?
He's 7.
Oh, and how old is your daughter?
9.
Oh, that's where you said that she had a young child.
She is?
Then why
don't you think 9 is young?
No, see, that's...
My wife, young, but not talking young children. You know?
What was your wife hit by last night?
I'm sorry?
What was your wife hit by last night?
She got hit by it. See, you people...
Spit it out! You're doing nothing but asking me questions.
You won't give me a chance to...
What was your wife hit by last night?
She was hit by a car.
I thought it was a transit bus.
You said a transit bus.
My wife... See, you people are liars.
What is your wife's name? I don't think, sir, that your story is adding up to diddly squat. Hit by a transit bus, hit by a car. What was her name?
Her name was Janet.
Her name was Deanna about 5 minutes ago.
You're a lying sack of crap. And so is this whore who is...
And quit with the whore stuff about this caller.
My wife was hit by an ice cream truck.
Ice cream truck. I bet she'd taste good for the pimp on the corner she was pimping for.
Hey, where'd you hire those kids to pretend like they're your kids in the back seat? Or was that the one that you had last night?
So let's dump all of that out. Okay, that's... Did you dump it? Oh, my God.
Did you hear the word she called me?
Yes, I did, sir.
She called... She told me to stuff it up my a-hole, you effing bee. And then...
By the way, where's the pool hall?
What pool hall?
The one that was behind you just a second ago. Get out of here. Well, there you go. Some pretty nasty stuff. Don Parsley needs milk for his kid. His wife got hit by a transit bus. No, an ice cream truck. No, a car. What do you want now?
My wife's a big fan of yours. Can you send me an autographed CD?
Get out. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Kitten. The Phil Hendry Show is back. Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
The more you talk, the more ignorant you sound. Now, how is it that you value buying your daughter a bra make you a pervert?
Oh, really?
Now, listen, sir. Let me say one thing.
One of these female lawyers who love to sue guys for being perverts, and one of these ladies at the party said, "Hey, Steve, do you have anything bigger than those hot dogs?"
Okay, sir, listen, let me say something to you. You are to be an example to their children. How can you set an example by suing your daughter, and then you have the audacity to say that you love your daughter and you want to take from her? How can you say you are very thin skin, sir, and you have issues? I would hope that you would check yourself into a hospital because you are mentally ill, because everything that comes out of your mouth makes you sound more and more stupid.
This is what I'm saying. You want me to be mentally ill, so they'll check me into a sexual pervert hospital.
You have issues, and how dare you disgrace your mother-in-law in saying that you're glad that she has breast cancer.
She's doing nothing but breaking my castanets for 15 years.
Let me tell you something. By her dealing with her cancer, she has no thought of you. She is dealing with her disease
that she's dealing with. You're wrong. She's sitting back there with cancer thinking, boy, this will bust his you-know-what.
That's what she's doing. She's got breast cancer. She's battling for her life, and she's thinking about breaking your castanets on that one.
That's right.
I really hope that you get some serious mental help because you are ignorant and you need help.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm at the birthday party for the girls. I'm grilling up hot dogs, and the women come over and they say to me, "You got anything bigger than those?" Because they're waiting for me to be a pervert and waiting for me to be a pervert.
And so who was your answer to them?
I said, "No, ma'am." These are the only their bun length. That's what I was asked to get. And they all started laughing.
And that was it.
And they all started laughing.
That was it. I hope that your wife would get the kids away from you because you have issues.
See, there you go. Even though I don't want to be a pervert, you want to make me one.
What I'm saying is that you have mental issues that you need to deal with. And until you deal with them, you do not need to deal with your daughter or anyone else.
Okay, but my mother-in-law blames me for the cancer. She says that I've been a horrible husband for her daughter, and I caused her distress so bad she got sick, and I'm thinking about suing her for making those comments.
You know what? Do you work?
Yeah, I got my own construction contracting business.
are you presently working right now? Because
right now? No, I'm
like,
on the phone talking to you. What a
question. No.
Am I working right now?
No, she means...
No, I'm talking about each
day.
She's
going to ask me. She's calling me stupid. She's asking me if I'm working right now. Does it sound like I'm working right now?
No, because
you want to sue everybody. You're trying to get money. And all it's going to do, your lawyer would take the case. They'll take any case because they'll take the money from you.
Dolores Blasingame believes that we have a case that could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
She'll tell you anything as long as she can get her hands in your wallet.
You got that right. Well, thank you. So glad I turned this on because this is one of the most stupidest things I ever heard. I really pray so that you get some help.
Can I ask you a question, man? How come those women asked me if I had any sausages instead of hot dogs? You know sausages are larger, and that's a sexual connotation. And, Mr. Henry, this time I'm going to say that I feel badgered by this caller, and I would like her name and address.
You're not going to get my call.
Are you going to sue me now?
Yes, ma'am. Because of the way you badgered me, yes, ma'am.
Don't give him anything, Sheila. Don't give him anything.
No. I won't give him anything. It's just the point that you're going to sue. Now you're going to sue me. What have I said to you?
Yes, I will sue you. I'll sue you for making fun of me and also for emotional distress.
What for what, man? Are you crazy?
Sir, you had emotional distress before you called here. And number one, thinking about the emotional distress that you're going to bring upon your daughter. That's what you need to think about.
Bring upon my daughter? She laughed at me and put the training bra on me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gee. I don't believe this. You all have a blessed evening.
Get a
you
load
know
of
what,
this
sir?
Cat.
I'm going to pray for you. If you're crying because of the things I said to you, you need to think about it. But I really believe this is a crime. I don't believe him.
Will you pray for me?
Yes, I will.
When she called my wife to tell her about how she made me cry, my wife had the gall to say I would never fit into a training bra because I have man boobs.
Anyway,
sir, you have a good night, okay?
You thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Is she gone?
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
You know what I like about that bit was when Steve said, I got bun length. That's what they asked me to get.